Hey, we're on Talk 1070 WEKT, and Jennifer Ferris is with us. And Jennifer, good to visit with you. And this whole crew, you got a good crew to work with here, it seems like.
We do, from our support staff to our loan officers, and Zach here as our new crop insurance agent. Right. We have a really good team here in Russellville.
Talk about your support staff. They mean a lot to this company and this cooperative to keep things rolling for you. Talk about your support staff that helps you every day.
Yeah, our support staff really is the backbone of our organization. For us, we are called to be on the farm with our farm families and really focus on the relationship, and they help us, you know, process the loans, get the loans through. It's really, really cool when you have an approval the same day that you took an application, and it's because of them the reason why we can turn loans as fast as we do.
And I think that's impressive because, you know, they play a big role in the company and what you guys do, and you couldn't do it without them.
Right. Miss Abby Berry works up front. We have Miss Abby Dickerson. She's our account specialist, okay. So she helps process applications. And then Miss Taylor Williams is a closing specialist, along with Miss Danae Powell, who's also a Todd Countyan.
Right. So what are you hearing from your customers this year, Jennifer?
Just concerns about commodity price. I know Matt and Michael have already talked about that. Yields are good. Hopefully the interest rates will start to trend down. That'll help some of our operating debt, some of that cost for our farmers. If we see that real estate debt or the real estate rates come down, mm-hmm. we hope to see some refinance opportunities and also our conversion opportunities. If you don't know, we are a cooperative. We're owned by our members, but one of the benefits is we can actually convert that rate for a smaller fee mm-hmm. for our customers, our members, our owners. So,
and I think that's what's important to note. Your farmers and your customers, there are your owners here.
That's exactly right. Everybody that walks through our door is my boss. And so mm-hmm. I want to be a part of their operation. I want to be their team member because they are what Farm Credit was created for, was that farmer.
Right. And I know you guys well enough to know you guys enjoy being involved in the community. Matt, and we've talked a little bit about that so far, but tell us some more things you're involved in the community.
This coming week, actually, we're going to be at South Union. We're going to be doing some grilling out there for the truck drivers and the farmers that are coming through. That's going to be in conjunction with the Bowling Green office, actually. We are pretty active with Mills in the Field. We try, again, to be on the farm with the customers, helping them. We don't want to be a hindrance to their production and what they have going on. But just dropping a mill, giving them a high five and saying, go get them, is just something that we enjoy doing. So those are just small ways that we give back. But 4-H, FFA, those are things that we do kind of at the state level. Mm-hmm. We gave blue jackets to the Todd County FFA and the Logan County FFA. We just want to secure the future of rural communities and agriculture. It's our mission. It's what we believe, and it's what we love.
Yeah, I've seen you at several events over the years I've worked with you about, and I think it's neat to see that the whole piece of how you guys love to support. And it's not just there because you have to be. You're there because you want to be.
Yes. I always like to say it's where I want to raise my kids. Oh, yeah. It's where I want to work, where I want to play. And I want other people to enjoy our rural communities as well. And that's the base of what Farm Credit is securing our rural communities for the next generation.
And I think it's so big to do that because a lot of times it's a dream. And we were talking about that earlier with Matt Michael about that dream. But that's what really you're doing, helping people realize their dream.
Yes. It's so neat when you're sitting at your end going over financials with your customers and thinking, you know, what's in it for the next year, and then driving down the road and seeing that grain bin happen in the next year. Just because you know that's their goal. You had a small part in it, mm-hmm. but very thankful that families and farmers let us just be a small glimpse of what they want for their family.
You mentioned the commodity prices are kind of challenging this year, but that's a year where it's very important. And you guys work with your farmers. You're not just out there to say no. You're out there to say, let's see how we can make it through a year like this, how we can figure out a way to help you manage things. And very important there.
Yes. Michael, Matt, and I really value the year-end balance sheet. As a farmer, you have that year-end balance sheet. It cultivates conversations. But that is just the glimpse of what your financials are every year, and that can really position how you move in your operation. And so we want to make sure we're having the conversations, but gathering the accurate information so your operation is moving forward and moving forward at the rate that you, the operator, right, want it to be. And so, again, Matt has said it's about the relationship. Mm-hmm. It is. It's about connecting the people. And that's what we try to do. Yes, sir.
And you guys do a great job of it. Russ Beloff is here. Of course, you, Todd County, Logan County, then Butler County, Muhlenberg County. You guys are serving all those counties. So quite a busy staff, but I know you always make time for all your customers. And they can come by and see you here at the office. Or you go, a lot of times, what I've been impressed about me at Farm Credit is a lot of times the deals are not made here in the office, or the papers are not signed here. I've seen them signed on the back of pickup truck tailgates.
Yes, sir. we are mobile. Our loan officers are mobile. Our support staff is here, but we try to be mobile and be on the farm with the families. And Butler, Muhlenberg, Todd, Logan, we are there all the time trying to spread the good news of what Farm Credit is.
How long have you been with them, Jennifer?
I've been with Farm Credit for about 10 years.
10 years. Mm-hmm. Congratulations on that 10 years.
Oh, right? Thank you.
Did I hear something about maybe we need to have a celebration or something?
That's what they say. But
hey, we can work on that. We could have done that today. We needed to.
Yes.
I love that. Jennifer Ferris with us. We're here at Farm Credit Mid-America, the Russ Beloff office, and talking with the folks about what they do to help our farmers. And great, great part in farm safety is just making that financial piece work. And these guys work hard and ladies work hard every day to make that happen here. We're on Todd 1070 WEKT at 92.1 FM.